Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The scriptures lay considerable stress on physical beauty. At the age of 75, Sarah must have been a very beautiful woman, or she would not have been coveted by Abimelech, king of Gerar, Genesis 20, 2-18. Genesis says that Rebekah, the wife of Isaac, was fair to look upon, Genesis 26, 7. Rachel, Jacob's favorite wife, must have been extremely beautiful. Jacob worked for her father-in-law 14 years in order to get her. The Bible describes her as beautiful and well-favored, Genesis 29, 17. The book of Job says concerning Job's daughters, "And in all the land there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job," Job 42, 15. Queen Esther of Persia was fair and beautiful, Esther 2, 7. King Solomon had much to say about the beauty of his wife, which I shall not take time to read today. Song of Solomon 1, 15 and 16, 4, 1 through 4. When Paul listed whatsoever things are lovely, and told the Philippians to think on those things, did he have in mind what I have just read to you about Sarah, about Rebekah, and about these other beautiful women? My friends, we know God does not denigrate beauty. He is the author of it. But persons may be handsome or beautiful and mean as a snake. If you think I might be exaggerating, all I need to do is to mention one name, Delilah, Judges 16. These words from Solomon ought also to confirm that a person may be beautiful but evil. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman who is without discretion. Proverbs 11, 22. Solomon warned young men of his day and ours, "Lust not after her in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids." Proverbs 6, 25. If Paul did not have physical beauty in mind when he wrote of those things which are lovely, what was he thinking about? Although the Greek, here translated lovely, appears often in the writings contemporary with the New Testament, it is used only in Philippians 4:8 in the New Testament. The literal meaning of the word is to love toward. Vine says the word means agreeable, pleasing, or lovely. Dr. A.T. Robertson says the word means winsome. Many of the modern versions also render the word lovely. There are many people in our world, especially those who profess no religious affiliation, who look upon words like lovely, pleasing, agreeable, and winsomeness as manifesting an attitude of weakness. They cannot believe, or choose not to believe, that one can be strong, courageous, uncompromising, and bold, and be kind, generous, loving, and meek at the same time. I have to admit that in some cases, it does not appear to be easy, but we can be strong and meek at the same time. How do I know that? The Bible requires all of these attitudes of God's people. The Apostle Peter demanded of his readers, "Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brothers, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are hereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." 1 Peter 3, 8 and 9. The same apostle wrote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world." 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9. Our friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.